that the knowledge and how you use it, you know, let it be unto that which edifies, because that's what love does, it edifies. Now, knowledge puffeth up, but charity envieth, edifieth. Charity being love, I should have said. Agape, right? The Greek word that means a sort of benevolent love of wanting the best for the other person, etc. Don't let that be axiomatic, because not all knowledge puffs up. There's certain knowledge that will never puff you up. Knowledge that pertains to humility, and knowledge that pertains to certain other things. Now, but you know what? Any kind of knowledge could puff up. Whereas true love that is built on true knowledge and true faith will edify. Which is literally, orko domeo, which means to build up like a house. It builds up. Love builds things up. Knowledge blows things up like a bubble. And what happens to a bubble? Eventually it's got to pop. But a house is built up. Now, if you think you know something, you don't know anything as you ought to know it. I know that goes for me as well. And even this kind of knowledge. Okay, let's say you're trying to bring this knowledge to people, and they don't want to hear you. Meaning the knowledge that knowledge is not always a good thing. And they won't hear you. Well, ultimately, you have to, you know, I don't know how to answer that question, because that's the question I'm facing at this very day. But I know this, that I look into myself as far as, am I walking according to truth? Am I walking according to love? There's always a conflict, because the knowledge of love is so, it has to come according to the wisdom that God's Spirit teaches. It says, he that seeth his neighbor sin a sin and does not rebuke him. Let's say, what if you see your brother eating in the idol's temple and causing others to stumble? Let's say he's not causing others to stumble, but now you want to say, hey, brother, you know, you ought to know. You're not commending yourself to God. You, careful. And now they rebuke you for that. How, you know, the way you're talking to me is out of pride. You know, they respond to you like that. They say, you're talking to me out of pride. You think you know something, don't you? And they want, you know, and I say, what do you do? That's just, to me, that's how I view my current situation. Maybe I shouldn't have said nothing. But then I feel like, well, I had to say something. That's okay. I'm kind of total loss. Sometimes people don't hear it immediately, you know. Patient with them. But you still do what you have to do. And if that doesn't make sense, then find the sense in it. A lot of it has to do with things that are going on. I want to get back to this word for you. Yeah, that's for me. Me too. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is, in the world, what is an idol? I mean, two people in the world, yeah, you know, it's a god, you know. That's how it was. And like these knowledges, this other kind of knowledges. Because I said, we got to take it to the general principle, because people don't eat things sacrificed to idols. To me, it's a general principle. We know that these knowledges are really nothing. I mean, whether it be the age of the earth, I'm going to stick with that one because that one's easy for me. That believing that, or, you know, Paul talks about endless genealogies. And the way you find out the earth is a certain 6,000 years old is by counting all the genealogies. That is assuming that from the first day of Genesis is the first day, and it was 24 hours and all that. You know, that's an assumption you got to play with. And now I know it's fairly sound. I'm not saying it's an unsound doctrine. I'm just saying, what's the profit? Okay, they believe it. Does that bring me closer to salvation? Does that make me more like Jesus? Did Jesus believe that? Did he preach it? Is that his doctrine? That's a pure Old Testament doctrine as far as I'm concerned. It's purely from the Old Testament. It's not the New Testament law. There are things in the Old Testament to be learned from. I'm going to teach the Old Testament. But the law we're under is the new. The new covenant. So, which I always say is a much more strict law. There's no other God but one. There is one God. There are not these idols aren't gods. I mean, we know that. You know, the same thing with like, you know, I know every day I can worship God or I cannot worship God or, you know, I ought to worship God every day, you know. And if I don't have a particular day, that's what I meant by not worship. I meant like if I don't have a Saturday or a Sunday, you know what I mean, or a Wednesday or a Thursday, right? But I rather use every day. And maybe I do, you know, I've gone to church on Sunday. There was a time when I would go to a church Sunday and Wednesday. But really, I don't consider the idea of going to church so much as just being part of church. Not just a church. Someone recently said to me, Paul, you need to find a church. And I don't want to find a church, another church. I just want to stay in the church. And I don't consider myself out of it. But ultimately, the church is the church. It is the body of Christ. There are not bodies of Christ. You know, there's only one body. Ultimately speaking. I know people like to look at the local level and all that stuff. And it's like, honestly, if that were the case, then what are the apostles? You know, they didn't have local churches. So a lot of times it's just the church that's in your house, you know. Doesn't have to be, and like I said, to me it's like church tradition. There's a lot of things in this world that we receive from our forefathers by tradition. The ways we have church, the order of service, just the idea of the church service. That's just, I don't see it. I've never read about it in the Bible, except, you know, they sang a hymn. They had love feasts. I see more precedent for potluck than I do for anything else. All the other traditions we hold, which I don't hold them. That's a, you know, something I don't always talk about, but I don't hold any church traditions myself within myself. You know, but I also, I don't treat it like an idol. I know that it's nothing. They can do all that stuff. You know what I mean? To me, church traditions are like things.